The Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN is presented by Budget Lumber, striving to be Lumber One.
Good morning. It is 8:31 here at News Radio 1240 KQEN. And this morning, a lot of things happening differently this year. That tends to be the theme of every event that we have coming up and we talk about. But one really cool way that they are reconstructing some presentations and stuff out at UCC. And we're going to talk more about that with Chris Alaback from UCC, the co-chair of the Division of Arts and Humanities. Welcome to the morning conversation.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Yes, thank you so much for taking some time. So first of all, right around the holidays, it seems like the theater production out there, they always have something kind of holiday themed. How has preparation for this year been different from last year?
Well, this year we're doing a virtual Christmas show via Zoom. That's going to be live broadcast on our Facebook page, the Umpqua Community College Center Stage Facebook page, and also the UCC YouTube page. We are doing a radio play, It's a Wonderful Life. And I've done a couple virtual plays already, one in the spring, and then we did War of the Worlds on Halloween. And people have been seeing those outside of Roseburg, and we have a cast of people from Eugene and Corvallis and California.
Wow. So how did that collaboration happen between these other towns and people outside of the area?
Well, I just posted virtual auditions and had a Zoom link, and people showed up and I cast them. So just the word is getting out.
Very cool.
And now that there's virtual plays, you can audition for plays from wherever you are. So two of my actors showed up to rehearsal in sort of mid-20th century costume. And I was like, is that what you were planning on wearing for the show? And they're like, no, we were just in The Diary of Anne Frank in Virginia. And I'm like, all right.
So it sounds like maybe one of the good things coming from this is being able to access, if you're an actor, being able to access more avenues to share that with people.
Oh yeah, yeah. A couple of my actors are in virtual plays almost every week.
Wow.
There's something because you don't, while I encourage memorization, you need to be familiar. You don't necessarily need to be totally off book because you're staring at a computer screen. Lots of actors will put their script up next to their webcam, and they'll say their lines like that. So it makes it a lot more accessible for actors to do a lot of different projects all over the country.
And then it sounds like there's a benefit there for viewers of these projects as well.
Yeah, because now you can watch plays from all over the country, right?
So, exactly.
I'll have a strong California audience because I've got an actor from California, and no one from California would, be able to come up and see a show at UCC. So it's kind of cool that we're going to have people. My parents live in Wisconsin, and they're going to be able to watch, it's been great to have them watch, even though they're not traditional theater, it's been great to have them tune in and watch my shows.
And still be part of it. I mean, as a parent of a very creative child, I would love to be able to do that, even if she moves away and does something else, to be able to still connect that way. So that sounds like a pretty cool advantage. What are some of the kind of issues or hurdles that you guys have had to jump through to get to this point?
Well, internet connections are an issue. I guess technology is an issue because it's hard to put on a show if someone's internet cuts out. Mm. Right. And we're using this new software called OBS, which is, it uses Zoom, but it's a streaming software. So we can use sound cues and we can do fades and cuts and we can do more filmic sorts of things with it. And with this software, if someone loses their internet, last night we had a tech rehearsal, someone kept losing their internet, and it messes up the whole thing. So suddenly different faces are popping up where they're not supposed to be. That's been a challenge. And of course, like it's a challenge. Everyone has different access to technology, you know, and that's a challenge. It's also a challenge that, you know, I can't bring in people to get measured for costumes.
Mm.
So while, you know, while my actors are super creative and they're doing amazing things with the limited amount of props and costumes that they have, each actor provides their own costume and props. And each actor, most actors play more than one character. And, you know, it'd be nice if I could have everyone in my shop and we do measurements and everyone gets a costume. Like, that's not possible. But actors have been really creative with what they have, with, you know, with hats and props and scarves, the many different ways that you can show, you know, that you're a different character around props and costumes and stuff like that. So while that's been a challenge, you know, I always love to use the word art against adversity.
Art against adversity. I like that.
Right, where we have adversity and it forces us, when we're constrained, it forces us to be more creative than if we, you know, if we weren't, right? So, you know, you give me a blank check to direct a play, boy, I can do some amazing things. But if you say you have a budget of $200, it really forces me to be more creative with the funds and the resources that I have available.
For anyone just joining us, we're speaking with Director of Theater at Umpqua Community College, Chris Allenbach, about the upcoming, now we're calling it a radio play. So, Chris, what's the difference between what has been happening? Like you said, you have done some productions already in the spring and throughout the summer. And how is a radio play going to be different from what you have been presenting so far?
Okay, so a radio play works really, really well with the virtual medium, right? Because, you know, some things would be very, very difficult to do in a virtual medium. I'm trying to think of an example. So we're going to do Hamlet, and, you know, the ghost pops up through the bottom of the stage, or there's a fight scene at the end of Hamlet, and you know, Gertrude drinks this poison, and you know, all stabs Polonius through the screen, right? All that stuff, like, very, very difficult to sort of do in a virtual setting. Radio plays are really cool because they, you know, these are scripts, you know, these are like, I'm going to use these terms, old timey radio scripts, right? This one's actually a newer adaptation, but, you know, traditionally, if you're going to take a radio script on, for example, we did War of the Worlds for Halloween from 1938, you know, it's all it is, what's the most important thing isn't the visuals, it's the words and the sounds. So it's not, and it's written in a way where the audience is forced to use their imagination as to what's happening, right? So the news petcaster shows up, and he's like, oh, there's a giant cylinder that's just fallen into a, you know, just fallen, created a huge crater, and then the audience uses their imagination. So radio plays are great because for the Zoom platform, the virtual platform, because there isn't a lot of staged action, and the audience is forced to use their imagination.
Now, people that want to tune in and be part of this and watch that live stream, is there going to be any kind of a cost for it?
Nope, it is free. It's on UCC Center Stage Facebook page and UCC's YouTube page at 7 p.m. on Saturday. While it is free, there will be a link to provide a donation if you wish.
Very nice. And then if somebody misses it on Saturday, will it be accessible to play throughout the weekend, or is it kind of a one chance to catch it on Saturday evening?
I would love as many people to come see it live as they can, because I'm trying to hold on to, like, you know, live theater and live performance. However, you can go back to our Facebook page and YouTube page and watch it at your leisure.
Very nice. But yes, catch it live if you can. Everybody putting in a lot of work on It's a Wonderful Life, the radio play. Any last minute things that you'd like to leave us with before our time is up today, Chris?
You know, just come and check it out. If you haven't seen a virtual play before, come check it out and share the link on your social media and tell friends and family about it. I think you all will have a really good time.
And click that donate button.
Yes, click the donate button.
All right.
Thank you.
Chris Alaback, the director of theater for Umpqua Community College. We're talking about the It's a Wonderful Life radio play that will be streaming on the UCC YouTube channel as well as Center Stage Theater's Facebook page on Saturday, November 28th at 7 p.m. Chris, thank you so much for taking some time to talk with us this morning.
Great. Thank you so much for having me.
That's been the Morning Conversation here on News Radio 1240 KQEN.